Happy birthday, Gary. Happy birthday, Gary. Happy birthday, nobody cares.
Birthday!
That's yeah! Good. Yeah, I like that rapping.
Old S.O.B.
B-B-B.
You ain't gonna get no presents from Sean, Brad, or me.
Probably not.
Uh-oh.
What's that noise?
It's the metronome. It's off. They'll never hear it. They'll never hear it.
Oh, we need that just to keep the...
Should we keep that? Keep the timing?
We have a...
We're white.
We have a black...
We don't keep
we have
good
a black
time.
Guest, and we're not gonna be able to keep time without a metronome.
Yeah.
I am... I'm pretty much... myself.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Yeah.
Happy birthday,
look
Gary.
At that. That
Happy
sounded
birthday,
smooth,
Gary.
Didn't it?
Bernard Hirsch, which you may have heard a little bit on the last show.
In the background.
Because he showed up
relatively
on
time. A few minutes late.
We were behind.
CP, right on time.
We were behind.
I am a professional background comic.
So. He comes and just giggles at things that are funny. We didn't say anything funny, so that's why you didn't hear him on the last
show. Yeah, that, man, that last podcast, brutal.
Mm.
Oh, man.
Never brutal. Having that guy back.
Yeah. But it was hour late, that... taking cell phone calls. And did he leave yet? Do you think he'll listen to this?
No, he'll probably listen to
this. He kind of put his hand out to shake our hands again.
Yeah.
I didn't do it because
he was picking his nose. Why did he do that?
Oh, I shook his hand.
Yeah, you shook his hand. You shook his hand. Yeah.
And now I did see him pick his nose.
Yeah, he picked his nose.
He picked his nose with his thumb.
Yeah, so the top of your hand's probably pretty gross. So. When I don't shake your guys' hands when we leave, it's because... Sorry,
I mean,
guys.
If I think about all the things I've done with my hand...
Right, but I didn't see it.
Okay. I hear you.
You could have had your hand down your pants the whole drive over. If I don't see it,
could've.
It's fine.
Yes, yeah, this is a mental thing. Well, but, you know, we should take this scenario and give it to Larry David.
Yeah.
And he would totally
he'll make something out of it.
Whole
he
episode
would.
Out of
he'll
it.
Make something
He'd have
out
a whole season out of it.
Renard, how you been?
I'm great.
You look good in the daytime. I don't ever see you in the daytime.
Yeah,
I see
always
see you at night.
Nighttime, yeah,
I saw
so.
You... Oh, at the Limelight.
Yeah, it was
show.
A little
when
was like
that? Like a week ago.
It was like sunset.
Oh my God! Did you hear about what happened to Chad?
No,
we'll tell you about it. He dumped a beer on a guy's head. That was on the last episode.
A whole pitcher of beer on a guy's head at spring water.
Oh, why did he do this?
Because the guy was just
he was heckling.
Yelling and screaming and stuff.
He was like next level heckling or something. Though.
Yeah.
Oh,
you would have loved it.
Chad being the ultimate fighter.
He's a bad dude, man.
So
Chad Ryan's a bad dude.
Yeah, he's pretty.
He's a stabber,
Mark. What have you been up to, buddy?
Well, just trying to get you calmed down from being so mad at the last podcast.
I was so mad about that.
James Austin Johnson has no idea how furious you are. I'm fine. I'm going to be here all night.
I know, but I got shit to do.
I know. You got
and
kids.
I didn't, and Renard was on his way.
Right. It would be rude
this,
of us not
we
to
had
be.
This scheduled. And to be fair,
we apologize.
I love you, Renard, but I did give a little leeway because I was like, he might be a little bit late.
Yeah.
Right?
Traffic,
just because everybody's
I didn't think
a little
about
late.
It. Two wrecks on the interstate.
It's not even a racist thing. Okay,
it's kind of racist.
James said there was like 9 fucking accidents.
It's been a bad day out there, guys.
Yeah, so, it was a mess.
I tried to take Murfreesboro Road, most of it.
Yeah.
How far away do you live?
And you guys haven't been here
I live
before.
I don't know what it's like going, towards Clarksville.
Ooh.
Like over the Boulevard exit.
Woo. What are you doing way out there, man?
Hey, that's where I am. That's where I was at. That's where I put it down. That's where I gangbang and I hang.
Yeah.
So...
Now, do you have a thing called a crib? Is that a...
you have a crib out there.
Just tell us about being black. What's it like to be black?
Man, being black is it's a really cool experience.
It's a good thing, right? This has got to be the best time in history to be black.
Most important thing, being black, lots of loud music.
Yes.
Ooh, I love loud music.
And I'm slipping on my blackness because my 2 tenant speakers and my amp are not hooked up right now. They're in the car.
Well,
I probably shouldn't tell
you.
You
should see
that.
Not in this
your new car because you got rid of your old car.
Yeah, the other one had to be sold.
Had to be
sold after I drove it back.
Nothing but headaches.
You drive a car from L.A. to Nashville.
Yeah, it was nothing
you
but sand.
Throw it in the trash.
In the engine by the time.
You probably.
I don't know. But in Hangover, they said that Armorall.
Don't ruin the new one.
Repels sand.
I didn't see the new one.
I've seen the new one. This is the first one.
You're probably eyeballing my speakers.
These
things bump, dude.
Mark has
dude.
A lot of really nice equipment.
These things bump.
That would really give me a lot of cred.
They bump.
You're going to get robbed the next week.
Yeah, I could.
Nobody's gonna know nothing.
I could go to the projects with those right now and be the man.
You're the man anyway.
Yeah. Look at this thing. Look
even
at the
more
little,
the man. It's like the voice. More like the man squared.
Look all the shit he's got. He's got a little everything. Voice thingy thing.
Yeah.
And who is the?
That's Boba Fett.
Who's the robot?
That's
rapist
Boba Fett.
Coming
that's
over.
A Boba Fett.
Oh, Boba Fett. Okay. Yeah. Is that your favorite Star Wars character?
No.
Who's your favorite Star Wars character?
Boba Fett.
What the?
I tried to lie. I
love how racist we all are. Like
Lando. I like Lando.
We ask him about speakers, and he asks us about Star Wars and shit.
Yeah, that's racist.
I'm a Star Wars fan. My favorite Star Wars character is General Grievous.
Hey, you know what?
He reminds me of me. He's a praying mantis-looking kind of guy.
His head was based on a 409 spray bottle.
I can
that
see
was
that.
Like what they
Grievous?
Got. Yeah, that's what they said.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
I thought, yeah, it was cool the way
you
had it.
So you sit around and look at a fucking George Lucas like, yeah, make this a guy. Fucking comet.
Like Tom
fucking
Servo on MST3K.
Yeah.
It's just a bubblegum machine.
Well, fucking R2-D2 is obviously just like a fucking trash can. And they're like, ah, fuck it. He's
Well, you know, all those laser sounds in Star Wars, you know what they got it from. You know, the
putting a mic behind a television set, right?
No, they were like 18-wheelers driving by. They just mic'd. They just got in a car and drove down the interstate and mic'd.
Just stood there.
Really?
Got like 18-wheelers going by.
I know that like the Yeti. Not the Yeti.
The Yeti.
The
oh,
Wookiee.
My gosh.
I'm sorry, guys. It's supposed to be like a backwards lion roar or something. It's like an animal and they play it backwards.
They got real creative with that.
Lucas is an idiot.
What a jackass.
What a dumb head.
Or a genius. Who knows? I don't know.
Mark, can I tell you about this dream I had?
Yes. Have you ever listened to this podcast?
No, I did. What did I do? What was the show we did last time? That wasn't the podcast, was it?
We did.
WRVU?
Oh, that's a different thing.
Okay.
Sorry, buddy.
Now, sometimes I have dreams. Well, all the times I have dreams. But sometimes I can't understand what they mean. So I tell Mark about them. He interprets my dreams. And you're welcome to interpret the dreams, too.
I'm like a dream catcher.
Okay.
So I'm in this place, darkness, right? And I want to set someone on fire. And I'm in I've got a ball of oil, right?
Okay, yeah.
Like a big tar ball. And I have in my other hand I have a it's about the size of a guitar pick and it's shaped like a bird. It's a phoenix and it glows. And I know I can use it to light the fireball, but I'm also in a lake of oil, right?
Right.
So I light the ball, and of course, I drop it, and it goes into the oil, and then the oil catches on fire, and I am engulfed in flames. I'm in like a lake of oil, right? I climb out, and I'm burning, and I start to die. And then this being shows up, right? It's the goddess of fire, and she's engulfed in flames too, and she's like, I'm here for your soul. And so I'm like, well, I don't want to die. You can't take me because I'm immortal. I tell her this. And she turns into a human being, right? The most beautiful fucking woman I've ever seen. She's beautiful.
Okay.
And at this point, Sean shows up and we have an android butler named Skylar. And Skylar shows up too. And we're all in the room, we're talking to the goddess. And she's like, well, I'm here to claim your soul because you died in fire, so I get you. And I'm like, well, I don't want to die. And I love you because you're beautiful. And she'd never been human before. This is the first time she took human form. So we make love. Wonderful. It wasn't a wet dream, but it was a sex dream. Made love to this best of her head.
In the fire?
No. She put me out. Okay. We were both human now. Okay. But she was definitely oily.
Okay.
And, oh, but God, no, she's so fucking hot. And I mean, not hot in the. Wait a minute. She's just, you know. And so then, what happened after that? I don't remember anymore. I think I just.
Beautiful love.
I did. I think I just woke up with that sadness of like.
That you're still alive.
You have a dream that you got $1 million. You wake up and you don't have $1 million.
I hate that.
So she didn't take me away. She ended up just turning real, and that was about the end of it.
Yeah,
so I don't know if there's really a resolution. So what does that mean? What does that mean?
All right. First of all, there's a lot going on here. You don't believe in a higher power. So therefore, you thought.
Oh, another thing. Sorry.
I need all the details first.
She's the fire goddess, but she had a name and she told me her name.
But
I can't remember her name was. And I feel like if I said her name that she would be real and I could see her again, but I don't remember her name. So
it's your lack of faith.
Is that what that is?
Yeah. You'll never maybe be able to think
of maybe there is a fire goddess.
You think you can control, you think you have this little talent here.
Yeah.
That's a little phoenix that right. rises from the ashes and it's special. But you know what? You drop it in oil, it's going to burn like everything else you have.
Yeah.
Everything you own is temporary.
It ruined everything.
Yeah. Okay. Exactly. So you think you're special deep down.
Yeah.
You in that dream, you realize, you know what? You're nobody. You're just nothing like everyone else.
Yeah.
And then this.
I have had a crisis of existence lately.
Yeah, I believe
it. Where I like don't know who or what I am sometimes, where I'm like, in the sense of like, you know, we're just made of atoms and atoms are mostly empty yeah. space. And like, we're not even the same atoms that we started out being. And it's like, so who am I? Where am I? What am I? You know what I mean? Like, yeah. like a wave in the ocean. That's a thing, but it's also not, it's just part of the ocean, you know? And I feel like I'm a wave of just right. atoms passing
well,
through.
The crux of the dream is your subconscious is calling out to something higher than you to give answers. But the other part of you is fighting it and saying it's not real. So it's a classic. You're creating your own gods through a battle like, of your like conscious and subconscious.
Whatever
it's
the
classic,
whatever the
classic,
whatever the nature of existence is probably beyond my understanding anyway. So it's just yes. it's just as amazing. So I don't.
Yeah, I think subconsciously that your subconscious would like to be Ryu from Street Fighter and throw the ball and Hayuken into. into somebody's chest.
If I could throw a fucking fireball, forget about it. But you know, the best part of the dream was the fucking girl. Oh, the fire goddess. She was fucking awesome.
Yeah, she was on
and
fire.
Oh, man, now I'm in real life. There's no fire goddess. Forget about it.
Yeah, there's nothing.
And then you realize it was a fake name all anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She just totally lied about it. She's like, all right, well, maybe this guy will leave me alone once I get my name.
So, I meant to bring this up in the last podcast. Oh, I did a comedy show last night. I don't know if you guys.
Oh, it was
yes.
Zanies?
I don't know if you guys get a lot of gigs like
were
I
you down there, Renard?
No, it was at Zanies?
Yeah.
How'd it go?
Oh, I was terrible, but that wasn't a.
But we'll be there. That's all. You'll be there. We'll be there.
We'll
Sunday.
Be there Sunday night.
Yeah,
me and
Sunday.
Renard,
yes.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, we're doing a. It's called a showcase.
Whoa, yeah. So, I might come check that out.
Yeah,
that's my last night here before I leave.
Yeah, come
the
on
country.
Out. It's like me, Renard,
Mike James,
ooh.
Barb, Nilligan,
Donnie,
yeah. Donnie Pollard,
Monty.
Oh, Mitchell.
Monty Mitchell. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's like a 75% good show.
It's a showcase, baby.
That's not bad. Who's emceeing that motherfucker?
All of us.
They maybe what's that kind of comedy where you just introduce the next person?
That's what, I guarantee you that's know, what it's
going to
be.
Have you ever done that there? I figured like, maybe they'll bring Brian Kiley out to host it.
No, I did it. We did it like 5 years ago.
Oh, really? And y'all just back to back it?
Because it's like
I don't know. Jim
it's
called
like for,
me yesterday to ask if I do the thing, but I couldn't do it.
This is like a thing like. Where they'll maybe could get work out of it, like MC.
Oh,
work.
Okay.
So I think we all have to bring up the next comic.
Bookers or people will be there.
I see. I see.
So I don't know.
Well, so how
to check
go?
Us out, like they've never.
No, I MC'd last night. I was awful.
Really?
I was terrible.
That sucks, man.
But after the show, I was like, there was like this chick, and I was like, man, I know her from somewhere.
Uh-oh.
I'm like, man, she looks real familiar, but she was like across the room sitting down. I didn't really just saw her face, and you know, I was like, man, I don't know. After the show, she comes up to me with this dude, and I start talking to her, and I realize it was that one of your old flames.
Oh.
Very recent. Like, once she came up to me, started talking. It was Katie.
Katie?
Is that her name?
Oh.
Yeah, she was there with a dude.
What the fuck?
That's Zanies.
I was going to be on that show last night. What a fucking asshole.
What the?
Yeah.
It was Katie?
Yeah, the dark hair girl?
Yeah.
That's her name, right?
Or Anna.
Not Anna. Katie. Because
Anna comes to a lot of
no,
shows.
No, I know Anna. Katie.
Huh.
That well, you dated.
I dated both of them.
And the guy she was with? Like him. Nice guy.
Yeah.
Very, good. Very nice.
I'm happy for
nice
them.
Sorry.
Them.
She was nervous you're going to be there.
Well, of course, because that's my fucking place. What the fuck is she doing at Zanies?
Taking dates there.
What's up with
what that? What a fucking asshole. You're going to take a date to Zanies?
I guess, on a Wednesday.
And I was supposed to be there last night, but I couldn't make it. What
that
a fucking asshole. That's not cool.
As a single comedian, we don't need dates at the comedy club.
Yeah, don't bring
ladies.
Fucking,
come alone.
Yeah, you come on a ladies' night.
Yeah.
Chocolate Sunday.
If you're an ex, let me go be funny now because there's a fucking
fuck.
Yeah. I like the guy.
Well, I'm sure he's a great guy.
You'd like him. Age appropriate.
I feel I feel bad for him. I know what he's.
We can just call him out when you come to stage. Like, hey, how you doing? Who's the jerk off?
Like, hey, hey, how do my balls taste?
What?
How great would that have been if you were there?
Oh, yeah, God.
Really
I
great.
Wish you were there. Could have saved the show.
Ah, fuck. Is she going to start going to shit like she thinks it's okay
now? No, I don't think so. I think it was kind of a random thing.
Whatever. She went there on purpose. She thought I'd
not okay, Katie, if you're out there listening. Is that her name, Katie?
Yeah.
If you're Katie, it's not okay.
Bernard says it's not okay,
by the power of Grayskull, it's not okay.
I beseech unto you death. Oh, wait. No, I'm kidding. I hope she doesn't die or anything.
Yeah,
unless it was Anna.
No, it wasn't Anna. I know Anna. I mean, I know Anna. Personally. I mean, did you date her?
I think
seriously?
I know her.
When did you ever meet Katie?
At your house. I went over there before Ultimate Comedy Show.
Oh, okay.
To pick up you and Sean, and there's like this 14-year-old girl like climbing all
over
you.
She's
like, awkward.
She is her first legal. Name Dirty Die?
Yeah.
I thought.
Dirty Die Anna.
How? I thought so.
She's not.
What?
No.
She was in her 20s. She was perfectly
She just
legal.
Looks young.
She did look young.
She looks like a teenager.
She acted young, too. She's a fucking idiot.
I'm not going to say that. I mean,
well,
she's
you know
a nice
what?
Enough person.
She's... All right.
I'm not going to...
Sometimes you need a young woman in your life.
I would know. My wife's 3 years older than me.
Really?
3 years older.
Three. She's old school.
Oh.
I don't know. I liked Katie when I liked her. I shouldn't say anything bad about her. She's not that bad a person, but she shouldn't come to a show. Because that was a hard breakup.
Was it hard?
Man, it broke my heart.
And aww. She knew you were going to be there? She expected
fucking,
to see
she
you there?
Fucking, she
or
was,
she just went out on a whim saying, hey,
I think it's a whim.
Dude,
maybe
he'll be there.
Come on, man.
She
Zanies,
just assumed.
There's really? Who the fuck even goes to Zanies? How many people were there? 10?
30?
Man.
She went there to fucking, to what? To what?
They
to
came
see
to see Chris,
Chris
Killian destroy.
Yeah. My balls she went to
she
see.
She heard
Chris
I was
going
to MC.
Yeah.
Although I didn't know I was on the show until about 2 hours before.
Right. And that's what I was saying. She called me to see if I'd do it. And I was like, I couldn't.
And that's really great for promotion. You know, when you get a call 2 hours before, you can let it's easy to let everyone know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That you'll be there.
How are we doing on time?
Let me see here. We have 528 measures.
All right. Well, that's doing pretty good.
What's that? About 20 minutes? 23 minutes?
That's about
17
minutes.
What are we shooting for here?
We usually do about an hour.
You okay with an hour? You give it that?
Yeah, let's
do have that.
Let's get this marathon thing on.
Is this the worst podcast you've ever been on?
No, I like the flow of the podcast. I like the flow of the podcast.
I want you to tell me about
you. I feel
you.
Free.
We want to learn about Renard.
Renard, I want you to tell me about.
We learned a lot Wednesday.
Oh, God.
Last Wednesday at the Limelight, and there was not a lot of people there, so we got to.
We did get to talk.
Pretty much freestyle and meet each other and know each other better.
Because we couldn't do any material.
Yeah,
I mean,
because
there was
it.
Like counting the staff, 12 people.
Yeah,
maybe.
You wanted to do material, but you just felt that you would be robbing the audience
because everybody's heard everything.
How did you start? How did that show even happen? It just seemed weird to me. I saw flyers like
Chad put it together.
Limelight, Renard, Brad, and Chad on a Wednesday at 8:00 or
well,
something.
Well, you know, they wanted to try it
weird.
Out, but when I don't know if you were there, like they were talking to Chad about it, and they're like gonna have like real, you know,
like bigger name shows,
like,
so.
Like and promote them and do things like that.
Tracy Morgan,
is that show still gonna happen?
I don't know, man. They really are giving the tickets the fuck away.
Yeah,
too.
Are they gonna cancel this?
If
thing,
they're counting on Chad Ryden to give away free tickets to get people to go,
they're giving free tickets to everybody.
Some.
They gave
you had some.
Yeah,
I trust you a little bit more than Chad, though, right?
Yeah, but they.
But I think they give them to anyone who they think could fill up the room. I'm surprised. I think that he could.
Because the lady told me she said I might be able to get a guest spot on the show, and then she sent me an email today said the management company never got back to her, so it's
that's
a no go.
Yeah.
So now I'm gonna I'm gonna have to go out front of the Ryman and scalp the tickets. So
I don't know,
man.
He
can make
$5
a ticket.
He could probably just do a week at Zany's and do all right.
He just did a week at Zany's, like. Not even a year ago.
Well, but, I mean, is he going to fill up the Ryman? No fucking way.
But I don't know. What about the last special?
Oh, well, I know, but I think they just...
A lot of people were telling me that they saw the last special and they did not think it was too hot. So
the last one was like
the black and blue or black and white. When he did it at the Apollo.
It wasn't his best. But I mean he's always been more of like a
I don't like his stand up.
Yeah, he's like a funny, good at sketches. He's great on stand up. Well, not stand up, but like his stand up just isn't that great. It's just sort of like a way for him to package and sell himself, you know.
I had a friend who went and they thought it was horrible.
I think he would be great to go hang out with.
No, he wouldn't.
But I mean,
they told me he walked the crowd at Zany's last night. Were you in there that day?
No. I had a friend.
One of the shows, he walked the whole crowd. They said he was really drunk and really
abusive. Did he dump a beer out on anyone's head?
I'm not sure if he was that bold.
Oh, man.
Maybe if he was a free bird.
I'm gonna get Chad Ryden to dump a beer on Katie's head next time. I'm being so mean. I'm actually, I should have brought it up. Katie, if you listen to this, I'm sorry. I'm not.
She's got this new guy.
Yeah, I know.
Cute, good looking, cool glasses.
Yeah,
I like him.
Why are you trying to upset me?
I'm not trying to upset you.
You're deliberately trying to upset
me. I liked him. I thought he was age appropriate. I thought he was well groomed.
Did you think I was just too old for her?
Yes.
Did it look like he exercised on a regular basis?
No. But he looked like he didn't have to.
Just a natural Adonis.
Yeah, just perfect.
What are you joining in on this?
Actually, he looked like a young, clean cut Brad. He looked like a young, clean cut Brad that was in shape.
Oh, and then she brings him to Zany's thinking she's going to fucking rub him in my
face.
Why
did she get the imposter Brad when she could have the real?
Yeah.
Trust me.
She had me. She had
Brad
me.
Comes with a lot of side effects.
I'm not that.
Anal leakage.
What?
Not me.
So we talked about butt sex.
Oh, yeah. We talked about
butt sex. Because Brad never brings that up. he never mentions that.
Actually, he brought it. He didn't bring it up, but he.
We were able to get good personal.
Well, because I got on stage, I had to do a half hour. Because
you have to, that's the thing about.
Oh, you had to do a half hour?
I had to do a half hour, and everyone heard all my material. I didn't want to do it.
Were you getting paid?
No.
Well, then you didn't have to do a half hour.
We were supposed to get part of the door, but like, no one was fucking there.
I did a lot of shows where we would have got paid too.
Yeah, I would have done a lot of them. But
God, if I'd have gone to fucking Zany's last night, I'd be
man.
Losing
see
my
how
shit
I shouldn't
right
have told him. Look how mad he is.
Did it on purpose.
Yeah,
James Austin Johnson's off the hook.
Yeah. Oh man. Well, no, because she just fucking shit all over my fucking heart and fucking lied, and then like 2 days later,
on shows
Facebook,
up at your job.
No, we break up.
Yeah.
2 days later, Facebook, her profile picture is her on the beach with a dude.
Oh,
like
not
she
cool.
fucking that's
you just got loited. You got loited. Do you remember that?
Like, it fucking broke my heart. What?
Oh, I felt so bad for Lloyd. I mean, he was dating that little cute girl and then all of a sudden like they broke up and next thing you know there's like
MySpace days.
Yeah, it was MySpace and she's on pics with this ripped guy with no shirt and just like you could tell it was at a hotel.
Yeah. Oh
poor
my God.
Sorry, Chris, don't listen to this. I'm
hilarious.
Sorry.
Hilarious.
Chris, sorry
you're a dad now. You're a dad now.
Yeah.
You're
Mark's flags. Married. He doesn't know what it's
let
like.
It go.
Yeah. I don't know what it's like to
break
be,
up.
You're doing
have a broken
now.
Heart.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
never had
life.
A broken heart. Mark, have you ever had a broken heart?
I had one girl dump me.
But did it break your heart?
I mean, at the time, I was like 16 and 17.
Listen,
maybe.
All kidding aside, I'm a tender-hearted guy. I mean, you know, I fall in
it
love
hurt.
And I feel shit, and I get fucking jealous. I know it's childish.
I just didn't
want to
be dumped, you know? I was always the dumper.
I didn't get dumped.
But I'm friends with her. We're good friends now.
With the dump? With the one who dumped you?
The girl who dumped me.
Yeah. Well, Katie
didn't go out that
Katie
long.
Dumped me, then we got back together. And then it wasn't going well, so I was like, we might as well break up. So I technically broke up with her. But
the second time.
The second time. But I don't even want to talk about it.
Oh, man,
what the?
Sorry, this is a bad podcast.
You know, that's all right. I've been dating other people
since then. You're a catch. You got the girl at Chick-fil-A.
Brenda. I don't have anything with Brenda.
Have we seen her? Does she know you're going to England?
No, and I don't speak to Brenda. I've been spending most of my time with that Lindsay girl.
Oh,
have you met Lindsay?
No, I haven't.
Sean loves Lindsay.
Who doesn't love Lindsay?
Sean doesn't like anybody.
And he likes her?
Yeah.
Mm. Renard, what do you think about her?
Sean.
Have we met?
No, I don't think you've met Lindsay. I don't think anyone's met Lindsay except Sean.
Tell us about her. What does she do for a living?
She's the girl whose sister we tried to set up with Sean. And then Sean was too old for her. Did we tell you about that?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, anyway, that's her.
Let's not get into that. No, Renard,
let's get into it.
I feel like we're wasting Renard's
time.
Yeah, Renard's
such
a talent. He's such
We are exploring.
Yeah.
That's what we're
Lindsay doesn't want me to talk about her. Honestly.
Yeah, we won't do that.
She'll probably
Yeah, well, relationships are pretty tough. I try to put up the wall.
Yeah, you got to put a wall.
I don't ever remember. I mean, I thought we met years ago. Yeah. But I always thought you were like engaged or something like that.
Engaged.
Oh, you were okay. Should we bring this up?
Yeah, is that bad news?
Was it an altar? Was it at the altar?
I mean, she wanted to get an attitude after we celebrated our third year engagement anniversary. I'm like, you know, we got to get to know each other. You don't just jump into this.
Just go marry your fiance all willy-nilly.
Yeah, like you can't count the other 5 years we were together before this. You know, it's like so.
Well, you know, bitches.
Yeah, it just didn't. I mean, we equally broke it off. So,
okay.
You know,
you get along now, okay?
We're cool, yeah. It was just no problem. I just knew that, yeah, I was going to do comedy no matter what. I didn't.
Oh, she wanted you to full-time job.
Not even that. It's just, I just, you know, how sometimes, you know, women, they assume that when you're out late and
that you're messing around.
Alcohol is around and you're on stage, somebody's going to see what they see in you. Yeah. And
that's true, but they don't know
that. Brains out.
Yeah. Who's that?
Are you guys still recording or are you done?
We're recording.
Oh, damn. I was hoping you guys would be done.
Who's that? Is that Matt Conte?
The bananas wanted to go to Tracy Morgan. I still got tickets.
No.
Where's that chat?
Yeah, chat. We ain't going.
That's not a setup either.
Is that tonight?
No, it's tomorrow.
Oh, is it Friday?
I got a poker game.
I thought it was Saturday.
Do you want to go?
Cool. I got a ticket.
We got Renard here with a pocket full of tickets.
I guess I'm going to go.
I'll go if Renard goes.
Renard's going. Brad's going. I'm out.
I'm going.
Do they have enough tickets for Katie and her boyfriend to come?
What?
Do they have pitchers of beer at the Ryman?
What?
Yeah, I've got a fistful of tickets left. Just let me know quick.
Okay.
All right.
Brad's going. Renard's got tickets. He's got more tickets than he's got. I don't know.
I'll go if I can.
Attitudes.
Right. I'll have to double check if it's cool or not.
All right. I'll see you guys later. All right.
Thanks for dropping in.
Cheer up, buddy. Cheer up. Happy birthday.
Friend of the podcast, Chad Ryan.
Chad Ryan, everybody.
I feel weird because I don't ever... I called him from this phone, so now he has my... I don't give out my home number.
Yeah, because you tried to call Schizo Bill that time.
Oh, yeah.
And you had a call block on it.
You know, you ever do shows with Schizo Bill?
No, is he here?
He's from like Cincinnati or something.
Oh, okay.
You'll work with him this summer. He'll be down here.
He's a sweetheart.
Yeah, we don't badmouth Matt Conte on this show.
Where is Matt now? Is he
He's in
Louis?
St. Louis.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Right. I saw him maybe April.
Do they have a comedy club in St. Louis?
Yeah, yeah.
What's the name of it?
I don't do shows at the club.
I know they used to have.
They got a fun. Is it a Funny Bone? I think they have a Funny Bone.
All right.
Funny Bone. I want it's.
Cause I know they've got one in Springfield, Illinois, which is like an hour outside.
Springfield, Illinois. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
And then because they used to have one down. It was like House of Comedy or something. It was downtown.
They used to have two. Yeah,
yeah. And it was like an urban one. And then
Conte does a monthly show at a bar.
Really?
At a yeah.
Okay.
I can get you on that if you want.
Okay. Yeah.
Pays about $8.
STL.
Yeah. Yes. Pays about $8 and. And then you got to deal with Conte all night.
Conte's a treat.
Yeah, dude,
I love
hilarious.
Going out there.
I go sit on the dock of the bay when I go to St. Louis and listen to jazz.
I want to go.
Yeah, we should make a road trip.
We can.
What a great show that would be.
Me, you, and Renard? Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. That would be fucking great.
I'll do it.
I've done that show twice. I've bombed twice. So
what,
I'm doing pretty good.
What, done a show with us?
No, at the St. Louis show he runs. They hate me.
You know what?
Are they laughing at anybody, or they just specifically hated you, or they hated everybody, or was nobody paying attention? Yeah.
Neither show was very good.
Well, what you need is a nice cold pitcher of beer. Keep it on the stage.
That's right. Just threaten people with it. Don't get out of line.
We'll get doused.
What are we talking about? Oh, Renard.
Renard was engaged.
He's moved on. Now you date a lot of women now, right? You don't tie yourself down to one, right?
Multiple women.
I like that. That's what I would do if I were you.
Yeah, I think it's more fun that way. I think to just date multiple women.
It took Brad a year to talk into the mic.
I have to have headphones on so that
can happen. It's like my first year in stand-up.
Hey, sorry.
Why
the mic stands right in front of you. Yeah, anyway.
It's bright up here, man. What's up with these lights?
Yeah, are they on rotisserie? That's the standard hot light joke.
Well, have you got any... important stuff.
You got shows coming up. What, you run Jazz and Jokes, right? That's your...
I'm one of the comics down there. I did. Me and Pierre just did a week.
Yeah.
Over there, and went pretty good. It was pretty
How those
funny.
Going? I want to come check that out.
Yeah, that went pretty good, man. You know, y'all are welcome anytime.
No, I don't feel comfortable there.
We'll go together. We'll show up together.
You know what? It was more Caucasians
this weekend. Yeah,
I did. I was expecting. Yeah, I did not.
Who was this weekend? Oh, was that Pierre this weekend?
I didn't know why people like to laugh.
They hate it.
Was that? Were you at the show last week at Zany's? Oh, who was that girl?
Huggy Bear?
No, it was a black girl from. She was on Last Comic Standing. Yeah.
Oh, Alicia Tyler or something.
Aisha
Tyler? I know. Mike James did the show.
Yeah, Mike James is on it.
Okay, I think Mike James.
That was like an entirely black crowd.
Oh, really?
But they love me. It went over. I don't know.
Oh, you did that show?
Yeah, I did that show.
Wow, look at you.
Yeah, I'm a big fucking deal.
You're huge. Black crowds used to love me. They turned on me.
Yeah.
Well, they turned
I remember
on
the first
me.
Time you did the corner bar, you murdered it. And
yeah.
You also.
Yeah, the corner bar.
I like the corner bar.
Like me too.
It was a weird mix all the time. Because
I would just make fun of, there's that one dude in the back who was loud.
There was
just
a DJ. And the DJ.
The
stage.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody made fun of the DJ.
But no, there's this one dude in the back that used to walk around
with
a
spot now.
Chicken and waffles.
Oh, you're right. He does.
Yeah, so he's gone from DJ to owner.
Yeah. I heard that. Yeah,
it's not far from here. We should go.
Yeah, it's right on Haywood Lane.
Yeah, I've been meaning to check it out.
I want him to move it to Thursday nights. I think it would be better. Yeah. See, it's really hard. You cannot compete against the comedy juggernaut that is Spanky.
No, you can't. World's longest running open mic.
Oh, man. Well, then then there's going to be Chad's
so they do that
show,
Tuesday
that show,
nights?
And Spanky's on the same Tuesday.
And Chad shows like every other Tuesday.
Yeah.
Well,
it's too much comedy.
That's a lot of Tuesday night comedy.
Let's just comedy just on weekends.
Yeah, we don't need.
Guys, you wanna do which is better?
Yeah, you wanna do which is better?
Which okay,
is better. You ever done that?
Let's do it.
All right.
Let's find out.
Yeah, now.
Let's find out now.
Yeah.
Guys, are you ready?
Yes.
Which is better, The Cosby Show versus Seinfeld?
Ooh, oh, good topic. Shit. Good
What do
top-
you, Mark, what's your initial feeling?
Oh, Seinfeld. That's my third favorite show ever.
All right. Renard,
Behind?
what is your initial feeling?
Cosby. Obviously.
Show? Yeah. All right. Now, last time we did a show that was Marx Brothers versus Monty Python.
Yeah.
I got an angry email from Andy Fleming.
Why?
I don't know who that is.
Because he's like, you can't do which is betters about things that are already funny.
Why not?
If they're innately funny. Even though he suggested the whole Looney Tunes versus
Man, every time I hear his name,
Muppets.
I get angrier and angrier.
Yeah, so I don't even know what he's talking about.
Hmm.
We can do whatever we want. It's our show.
We can do whatever we want. It's entirely comedy, not mostly. It's completely comedy.
Yeah, it's 100%
so we do what
pure
we want.
Comedy.
And I think we can. I think this is a thing that can. Which is better? It's fine with me.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's go ahead with
what
that.
The.
What the?
What the?
There you go. Better comic. Who's a better comic?
Oh,
let's strip it down to that.
I'll defer to Renard on this one.
Renard, who do you think?
I don't know.
Damn. You know how we do. You know how we do.
Why are you talking that way? I've never heard you talk that way.
You haven't talked that way the whole time.
That's just how it talks.
Just talk in your regular voice, please.
Oh, sorry.
Don't be.
Well.
Talk in your regular non-racist version of yourself.
Oh, sorry.
Not your racist version.
Sorry, dude.
Cosby.
Cosby, probably. Yeah, Cosby's.
I go Seinfeld.
Really?
I mean, you know.
I like Seinfeld better, but I think Cosby, like, sort of. Did all the things that became the thing that everybody does now.
He made like comedy albums like cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even my parents have Cosby.
Comedy. Yeah.
Has some Cosby
my mom
vinyl.
Too.
I think we have some. I have some vinyl.
Oh, look at
album.
You.
Yeah.
Hipster.
Wow.
Yeah, some Cosby. No, from when I was a kid. My grandma had a Wiser Air. And
I don't know why.
Did you have Bill my Cosby. Brother Russell, whom I slept with?
Yeah.
That's a great title for. Record my brother Russell, whom I slept with,
in a dirty. Bed, not in a gay.
Yeah, they weren't gay brothers.
It's okay if they were. I mean, right?
No, that's fine.
Is it okay for gay brothers?
If Bill
to...
Cosby was gay, I'd stab him 37 times and say you're not my son.
Yeah.
Oh wait, that's
Yeah. That's, you're getting off topic.
I'm getting off topic. That was Tracy Morgan.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
Oh, God.
Which is better, Tracy Morgan or Seinfeld?
Tracy Morgan.
Yeah, he's the best.
He's blacker.
How does he not have his own
show?
We need to call Chad.
He should be on TV.
Yeah, he should be.
God damn it. The funniest thing in my life was watching a YouTube of Chad Ryden on News Channel 5 doing an interview.
Yep.
And the guy's like, all right, let's go to the phone. So, hello, this is Walter Cornish. And watching Chad try to keep his fucking face together.
God.
God damn it. Do you have audio of that?
I've yet to see it.
Oh, God. Would you please?
I can pull it up. I can do something with it. We pull can it up, put it up there.
Pull it up and put it on at the end of the show. Put that on.
It's so funny.
Is it good?
It's the funniest fucking thing I've ever seen.
It's funny
seen.
Because he asked him if he wrote new jokes. That was bold.
It's Chad Ryden. It's my buddy.
You know what I'll say this
watched
about?
Watched him shuffle.
For those of you who don't know, Tracy Morgan came to Nashville, Tennessee.
Nash Vegas.
By the time this part of the podcast is... Anyway.
He's nasty. Smashville.
I didn't go. But he told everybody gay people are bad. Or so. What the fuck did he...
He stabbed his son 37 times.
Right.
37 times.
Which of course he would. Because he's black. Like you, Renard.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
Exactly.
Renard, we saw this once for all. All black people are homophobic.
I think. Yeah, I am.
What about the gay black people? Are they?
Yeah, they're still pretty scared.
Really?
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
You never see two black gay guys together.
I do a lot.
No, you don't. One of them's not
where
gay.
Do you see a lot of black gay guys together?
At
to say a lot.
Every Friday night, I go to the two black gay guy bar down there on Church Street.
Oh,
you can't get in unless you're two black gay guys.
You know who isn't there? Isaiah and Hardaway. Neither of them.
Yeah, they're pretty homophobic.
They're both black and
they hate gays.
Yeah.
Anyway, Tracy Morgan got on a mic and just was offensive.
Tore it up. Yeah.
Spitting it.
I don't go for that.
And then,
did you see any of the press conference of him apologizing?
No.
No.
It was sad.
So I go Cosby on that one.
I don't like...
I think I like Seinfeld better.
I think Seinfeld's a great comic.
Yeah.
Seinfeld. Cosby's more of a storyteller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
More of a Sean Parrott.
Yeah.
And especially Seinfeld, watching that Comedian documentary. Have you seen Comedian?
Yeah.
It's so good. And it really makes you like him like 1,000 times
more
because you're like, I can't even believe that he has no reason to do this.
Yeah.
Like, he just likes doing it. Does he really like doing it that
much? He
loves it.
I do. I watched that before I ever did stand-up. I need to watch it since I've started.
You watched that before you did stand-up?
Yeah.
How
old is it?
You want to borrow it?
It's like 8 years old or 9 years old or something like that by now.
Let me tell you something, Mark. You were great at Saney's last night.
Oh, thanks, Brad.
He was great.
You know who else was great? Sean Parrott.
Sean was awesome.
Yeah, he was good last night.
Sean Parrott.
You know who didn't show up?
Barb Nelligan.
Renard was supposed to be on there.
Oh, was he?
Really?
I thought...
I wasn't.
Yeah, your name
what
was
you
on
mean?
The. Your name
no,
was on
TC Cope.
That too.
We showed up late.
That too.
Wait.
I mean, I hate to be stereotypical.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm saying that's
guys,
what happened. He was supposed
Renard
to
be.
I'm right here.
Renard just didn't show up.
I'm right here.
Look.
Okay.
I know. I'm just saying.
I don't want to hear you say all this racist stuff.
You're right.
While I'm in the room.
I like when you're like before you go up and you can hear the person before you and you hear the way the audience is laughing and you just go, okay, this is going to be easy.
Right.
Yeah.
Like this is just, you know.
It looked like. I mean,
it was packed for a Wednesday.
Yeah. It was packed. Why?
I don't know.
I had like 7 or 8 people there to see me.
Was fucking, Johnny Beaner?
Every time I'm on
like,
the fucking
people
thing,
see Johnny
it's
Beaner?
10 people who are mad and have a cold.
And it's raining out.
Yeah, and it's fucking, they got towed.
And the fryer doesn't work, so no one gets chicken tenders.
They're only at the show because their car broke down near it.
We only have warm beer tonight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Fucking assholes.
Piss warm.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that.
I wasn't either.
So I go Seinfeld with last
night's
set.
Which is more realistic? A comic who can afford to live in New York City or a black father who cares for all his children? So I'm sorry, Renard. I'm kidding. But honestly, though, the Cosby Show, we've got a doctor and a lawyer.
Yeah, that's
for parents,
pretty typical. Huh?
And they're both black. Come on.
That's pretty.
They
typical.
All live in New York. Cosby's were in New York, right?
Yeah.
They had a nice brownstone. Yeah,
they did. With somewhere. Like 80 people in it.
Yeah, they had a lot of family.
Couldn't have been in New York.
I like how they had a staircase that went into the kitchen. That's like a dream for me.
Oh, wow. How great would that be? They had two staircases because they had the staircase to the
basement.
Yeah. The
and then they had one that went to the kitchen.
That was a great fucking house.
Who built that?
Bill Nobody. Was, he was
Andrew
always
Lloyd,
hiding sandwiches.
Wright, Weber.
Why the fuck? Hide his wife. His wife didn't want him to eat sandwiches.
You remember, remember the dream episodes he would have?
Every one of them.
Yeah. The one
where he'd have Muppets in him.
I remember one where somebody was pregnant and gave birth to a huge submarine sandwich.
Oh, he was pregnant and he gave birth to a sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
Like all the boys were pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
And they all gave birth to like things that they liked or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, the Navy guy gave birth to a boat.
Yeah. Ugh.
Boys.
Yeah.
ABC, BBD.
The East Coast Family.
Okay.
Buggins go away, you're dream about this every day.
that's just
Boys
like what
men.
Sean does.
Yeah.
Better theme songs.
Well, Bill Cosby had like a bunch of them.
He did. He had like several Scoot Doodles.
That's the best elevator music I ever heard. That was that one.
What?
That was the Bobby McFerrin one.
God, you remember how great life was when the Cosby Show was on?
Yep. Yeah. Thursday nights.
Oh, man.
Who was I talking? I was talking to somebody at work, and they were talking. It was so weird. People have such weird concepts of how things were even like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
They were like, man, remember when we were kids and things were so much better? No. No, you're just making that up.
We've got computers now that are great. I mean, they had computers when we were kids. But
you didn't have like an iPod with 15,000 songs on it.
Yeah. Nothing was.
You had like 20 cassettes you had to carry everywhere.
Right. I had some discussion with somebody about cassettes because I was like talking about vinyl and I still like vinyl.
Don't get me wrong.
Because there's like a thing about it, but like there's nothing great
about
cassettes.
Cassettes are awesome.
The only good thing about
cassettes are the hot new things for the kids.
I know.
They have like some
hipsters have
cassette only releases and stuff.
Yeah, it's stupid though.
It's dumb.
It sounds shitty. But have you ever seen
cassette sound quality isn't great?
No,
it's terrible.
They had an episode of The Daily Show that was great where it was basically that. Like,
can you get comfortable, buddy? I'm sorry.
I can't get comfortable now.
He's
you know.
Got a butt pimple probably on his butthole.
Yep. And what the? And on The Daily Show, they had this thing, like, just talking to people. I mean, it was about how back in the old days, it was about, like, Glenn Beck and people talking about the old days. Right. Back when things were simpler.
Back when everything was fine.
Like in 1992?
Everything was simpler. Yeah, and the thing is, like, they had, like, people who were, they had, like, a guy who was 90 and a guy who was 80 and people from
70.
Who, yeah.
60.
And back. Yes, exactly.
50.
Literally.
20. Yeah.
40.
And they're all like.
37.
Two.
Yeah, when I grew up, you know, the war was on. And
yeah.
We had rations.
Yeah.
Everybody was like, it's kind of bad when I was growing up, honestly.
It's like the.
Like, we have war and it really doesn't bother us too much. You know?
It has nothing to do with us.
We still have podcasts and stuff.
Yeah.
I forget there's wars.
Yeah.
I know.
Did you know that we have a war in Afghanistan?
We have
three
wars.
That they're currently going to get rid of troops? We might take the troops out of a war that I didn't even remember we had.
Over there. So
I don't know. I don't know. Don't care. As long as somebody's killing somebody.
Is he going to come back?
I hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well. Yeah.
Well, I mean, we're doing a lot of good there. We should stay there.
Burning a lot of poppy.
Otherwise, people would be doing all that delicious heroin and getting high.
After a while, Seinfeld didn't even have a theme song anymore. It would just go straight to pop, 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 and then the show would start. Because originally, he had like kind of, he would do a bit.
Did they do a cold open?
Yeah.
Did they do a cold open?
Mm-hmm.
Brr.
Which is more racist?
Everything.
Kramer.
Everything's more racist than everything else.
Good point.
What the?
Blacks versus Jews.
Yeah.
Which is better there.
Wait, which is more racist? What?
Seinfeld's more racist.
Seinfeld's pretty
racist.
There was
racist like no, show. There were no black people on the show.
Yeah, just the one black person they had was like in a race with, and Jerry didn't wake him up in time.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that guy?
Kramer said all that stuff.
There weren't that many white people on.
Remember Kramer put Asian people in his chest of drawers?
Yeah.
That's pretty racist.
That was
racist. That's really racist. Well, it's not that racist, actually, because, I mean, they have those crazy hotels that are like a coffin.
Yeah, but you know what? Not in this country. They don't. Okay.
Ooh, I bet they do, though.
They got everything.
They would if
they got everything
if they
here.
Had any power.
Well, Kramer is always doing something wacky.
Oh, yeah. Remember, in real life, yeah, that's right. He had the rant.
Yeah.
I forgot
about that. He's more racist.
It's amazing how you don't really think about that when you think about him.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't think about the rant.
I saw this kid the other day wearing a t-shirt with the Kramer on it, that painting.
You can't even do that anymore.
I was like, huh. Well, I guess he's bringing it back.
Yeah.
I'm going to get one that just has like a KKK hood and says the Kramer.
Wow.
That's a good idea.
Oh, God.
What?
You
didn't see the guy's t-shirt last night.
Oh.
This fucking guy.
Johnny Beaner.
Yeah. Johnny Beaner
it's
had
the best
a fold-in
merch ever.
T-shirt.
Best merch ever.
What?
He had a fold-in t-shirt. Like, it just looked like
it's just
gibberish.
A regular shirt. Has, like, soccer ball or something like that
right.
here.
And
just some
says,
words that
like
really
nonsense. Yeah.
Doesn't
yeah.
make any sense.
And then it folds in and it says, suck my, and there's two pictures of balls.
Oh.
It's good.
It literally folds
so
it
what you do
up.
Is you wear it to work
like
and people
Mad
are like,
magazine.
What's that shirt about? And then you fold it up and yeah. Like,
and it says, suck my balls.
Yeah, it's awesome.
That's pretty great.
It's
He should
I would have
rich
stayed.
Just
I just didn't want to.
He was funny.
Yeah, he was really good.
Okay.
He was worth staying
well,
for.
Check him out
yeah,
in
you
the
really
future.
Missed. You really
well,
messed up.
I saw the two people I wanted to see.
Donnie
didn't
and
you say
Charles Servant.
Didn't you say that he lives in town?
Yeah. He just moved here not too
oh,
long
okay.
ago.
We should get him for an Ultimate Comedy.
Oh.
Yeah, you could. He's gettable, right? He's like a local. He's like a nice guy.
Everybody's gettable to us.
Well, he's like a nice guy.
Yeah.
Not
everybody.
All the women are.
Try to go to Spanky's and book some of these comics. You couldn't do it.
They hate us too much.
Yeah, that's true.
What if we can't book Ken Webb?
We should bail him out. Put him on the podcast.
We should break him out of jail.
Is he in jail?
Yeah.
Did he actually go to
He's
jail?
He's in jail, from what I heard. And all this may be not true.
I think it's
true.
Because
I've just heard
For
it.
For not paying child support, right?
Yeah. Well, he got a DUI.
And they're like, well, while we got you here.
You know what? We're going to go ahead and get you for all the crimes you committed.
We're going to go
back
ahead
to
and
back.
We're going to do a little combo with fries and a drink.
He's probably lost 100 pounds. You probably wouldn't recognize him.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they get an hour of exercise, so.
So that's an hour more than he's ever had. did I step over your punchline?
That's, I had it coming, but I like to pace it out a little bit.
Sorry, I like to bam right to it.
Next question. Larry David.
Yes.
You know?
He's the best.
Come on.
God,
the best.
What the fuck?
So fucking funny.
The best. Way better than Cosby.
Ugh. Bigger dick.
Oh, Cos.
Gotta be the Cos. Gotta be the Cos.
He's got sweaters for his own penis.
Yeah.
not like little ones you put on dogs, like man size sweater.
A sleeve, turtleneck.
Yeah.
Who would win a jousting match? Like if they both had to get on a horse and
Cosby don't get on no horse.
There you go. He doesn't get on anything with a smaller dick than him.
What the?
Who was
Oh man.
Who was hotter?
It's going on our best of right there. Put that on the best of.
Who was hotter? Elaine or Claire?
Oh.
If you could bang one, who would you bang?
Well, I'm going to have to step ass one. I've
You banged them both.
Well, one of them. So. It's
Which
not
one
fair.
Have you banged?
It's not fair for me to answer.
Which one did you bang?
Wouldn't be gentlemanly to I mean a gentleman.
Claire?
Brad. I mean a gentleman.
I'm guessing Claire cuz
Yeah,
Brad.
That's just yeah.
A gentleman would never.
Does Raven Simone count? Does that current Raven Simone?
Oh,
that,
yeah.
I'd give her.
She's
big
pretty,
old fat.
She's pretty
arms.
Gross. She's pretty gross.
Yeah. Well,
I'd bite her arm.
You'd bite her arm.
That's got to be torture. Like you look in the mirror and then you watch a rerun of Cosby and say, "Man, look how cute I used to be." And then you see how fat you
look
are.
Look how huge I am. My head, everything is huge. I got
everything
hair.
Part of me.
I've got 14 feet of hair.
Yeah.
But still, yeah. Poor She's girl. A little weird though.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna say Claire. Elaine's
Claire?
A little too skinny for me.
Yeah,
and I don't have anything against skinny girls, but
I don't think either of them are attractive. So.
She held up, though. I mean, Elaine
looks better now than she's ever looked.
Elaine has held up. Elaine looks basically the same as she always looked. Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Dreyfus.
Mm-hmm. I think I would be too nervous around
You don't do well with Jews, though, either.
Claire's a little too serious. I'd probably like hanging out with Elaine a lot more.
Yeah.
Although that whole Elaine myth made girls all around the world think that they could be friends with guys.
Did it?
Well, yeah. You watch Seinfeld, and you're like, oh, they're just hanging out with this girl. I was married. Even though Seinfeld fucked her every other episode or something.
Yeah.
I was married for 6 years before that show came on, so.
Yeah, well.
I can't relate.
Just trust me.
Okay, like 2 years.
Which launched more careers? Cosby Show or Seinfeld?
Seinfeld.
Because we've got a...
We got Malcolm.
We had the different world.
Yeah.
Sinbad.
Yeah.
He busted out after
his
Newman.
Time.
Newman was on Cars.
Newman was in Jurassic Park.
Yeah. Biggest movie ever at the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And,
Jason Alexander. He didn't really do anything else. Yeah, he did Dunstan really Checks In. That comes up a lot.
He actually did a sitcom with Malcolm Jamal Warner that lasted like 3 weeks.
Is that true?
Where they were like sportscasters or something.
Oh,
like that.
Yeah.
Oh.
A little crossover.
Brr.
Or sports writers or
what?
Something.
Oh, and That's So Raven, that's all.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's...
Well, there are a lot of... I mean, there are a lot of comics on Seinfeld.
She is huge.
But I don't know that it necessarily...
Well, they had a lot of cameos. Did I do the cameo? I skipped the cameo question.
We're not doing that one.
Oh, you're right.
We're not doing the cameo one?
Which show was funnier?
I think Seinfeld's a lot funnier.
Really funny.
I like Cosby, and I'll watch reruns, but I'll watch the same rerun of Seinfeld even if I just saw it a week ago.
Yeah. Over and over and over again.
Okay,
I feel like
the Cosby Show was
too family-oriented.
Yeah, it was cute, but it was best when he was... Just fucking around with kids. Whenever they're
the friends would come over for freestyle. The birthday. It was a little fat white kid.
Yeah. Oh, that kid.
The little fat white kid, Rudy's friend.
Yeah, when it was obvious that they were like, hey, I don't know, we got 5 minutes. Shake this kid around or something. And he just went, shake kids around. That's
I bet
really
when
funny.
Bill Cosby was like a baby in the, like, just fresh newborn in the little incubation chambers with the other kids, he was... They were all gathered around cracking up and stuff because he was like born to be a granddad, you know?
Yeah.
Well, one thing I learned from watching that show is that kids will say the darndest things.
Yeah, they do, in fact. What better?
Spit take.
Who had
Spit
better? Who, this is a little off of it, but out of Cosby and Seinfeld, who had better movies?
Cosby movies were great.
Cosby had up Leonard there. I don't mean Leonard Part 6 or Ghost Dad, but Uptown Saturday Night.
Yeah.
What was the one where he was a basketball coach?
Mother Jugs and Speed.
What?
What was the one where he was a basketball coach and he wouldn't let the team curse?
Ghost Dad.
What?
The team couldn't curse?
I think they were all Ghost Dad.
No, this is like early. This is like 70s, late 60s.
Really?
No.
The team wasn't allowed to curse. So
with
every time
Sidney Poitier?
I don't remember who was in it. Maybe Meadowlark Lemon or something like that might have been in it.
Or is it
Fish at St. Pittsburgh? No, he had a movie. He was a coach. Huh. And like instead of cursing, he'd be like, peanut brittle.
I don't remember that at all.
That sounds great.
Hamburger.
Aww, hamburger. What movie is Seinfeld in? Oh, I guess he's in B movie. I never saw that. Was B movie any good?
I'd give it a B.
Son of a bitch.
Never saw it.
Don't
he wasn't in
be hilarious when I take a drink. No, I don't think it was any other movies. I mean, aside the comedian documentary.
Yeah, that's a great documentary.
Which is better, cereal or pudding?
I don't eat cereal.
What? You don't eat cereal?
That's an outright lie.
I'll bet you $1 million.
All right, bet me $1 million.
Okay.
What's your favorite cereal?
I don't like any of them.
Oh.
Ask Susan and my mom. Ask Susan and my mom.
Have you never had a cereal?
I've tried it. I don't really care for it.
Even like Lucky Charms?
I've tried it all.
You haven't tried it all.
You haven't tried it all?
I never eat cereal. I've tried them all.
Cocoa Poops.
Cocoa Poops.
Cocoa Poops.
You're not eating cereal. You're eating poop.
You're eating shit.
You're the victim of a horrible practical
Sugar Shits. Joke. I've tried Sugar Shits.
I like cereal better than pudding, but I like pudding.
Ah, I fucking love
pudding.
I've
tried Honey Nut Poop
I think
and oats.
I don't eat either of them regularly, but...
I love chocolate pudding. I love vanilla pudding. I like soy pudding.
Really?
What?
Yeah, I like
fuck off. No, I'm just kidding.
Fucking mother.
I don't like cereal.
That's all right.
I don't put anything
Cap'n
in milk.
Cap'n Crunch is delicious.
Cap'n Crunch will
Lucky
cut up your
Charms.
Mouth.
I don't put anything in milk.
Peanut butter Cap'n Crunch is worth how much it cuts your cheeks and makes you bleed. It's made out of glass.
I tried Fruity Poop Holes once. That was
Mark!
All right, guys, which is better? Cosby or Seinfeld?
What about
I vote
cameos?
Mark. Cameos.
Word up. Let's do it.
Mark!
You son of a bitch.
Where did I die? There are tons of cameos on both of them.
Yeah, I mean,
Seinfeld was nothing but cameos.
Yeah, Terry Hatcher was on there.
John Panette.
John Panette was on there?
Really?
Ralph Harris.
Judge Reinhold.
Judge Reinhold? Yeah, Judge Reinhold was on there.
He was a close talker.
John Voight's car.
John Voight.
But it wasn't really the real John Voight.
John Voight's teeth.
I think it was John Voight. Did John Voight show up at the end of the episode?
Larry David. Yeah, he did. He did.
That's
brilliant.
Michael Richards, he was on it once.
Sure. Of UHF.
Cosby Show, he'd had, what was that? What was that black jazz? That black person.
Yeah, was that one? Black. A Stevie Wonder.
What?
Steve Wonder? Yep.
Stevie Wonder.
Al Sharpton.
Come on, man.
Really?
No,
he was on
he was one
Don
of the grandfathers.
Wasn't Don King on an episode? I don't feel like I'm making that up.
I know Mr. T was on Different Strokes. So that's
awesome.
I
remember Eddie Murphy's on
Lena
the PJs,
Horn. Lena Horn, that's who was on.
Yeah, she
Lena
was on.
Horn was on.
Yeah. Lena Horn was on.
Holy
Claire,
butt
hired her to sing for Heathcliff.
Oh
for
yeah, that's their easy. Anniversary. That's easy
because that's can, what happens in real life.
Yeah, you just call up Lena Horn. Hey,
I never thought about that until Extras with Ricky Gervais when he on Extras when he was making his own sitcom and like the producer was like, hey, we'll have the guy from Oasis show up, and he was like, why would a guy from Oasis show up at this factory and start singing?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh god, that he's right. None of he's like it never occurred to me as odd that like, well, you know, the Huxtables had 50 celebrities in their home,
yeah,
over the years. That's pretty regular.
It's kind of like when the Doobie Brothers were on What's Happening. It's like.
Well, at least on Seinfeld, it was like there would be famous people on the show, but they would be as some person, not as themselves. Like on the Cosby Show,
characters.
It's like Stevie Wonder was Stevie Wonder.
Yeah. Hey, look, it's our friend Stevie Wonder.
Right, yeah.
I know the moment's passed, but like when I first saw the Doobie Brothers on What's Happening, I was like, you know what's happening? These drugs are kicking in. That's what's happening. I can't believe.
Oh, were the Doobie Brothers on What's Happening?
Yeah, they really were.
That's a true
as
thing.
As the Doobie Brothers.
Wow.
Yeah.
What are they?
You
never
saw
that
one?
Did they sing Taken Into the Streets?
You don't know me.
Taken Into the Streets is Doobie Brothers, right?
Yeah. Taking it to the streets.
Taking it.
That's Michael McDonald.
It was pre-Michael McDonald.
Wasn't it?
Boom, boom.
No, Michael McDonald. Sung that song, didn't he?
No, but I mean, when they were on the show.
It was before he was.
Wasn't it? Was it? I don't know. It's on YouTube.
No, Michael McDonald quit, and then Phil Collins took over.
Yeah?
I think so.
Okay, that's probably right.
Well, which is better, guys?
I think
Seinfeld's so good.
Seinfeld.
What the?
Seinfeld. Well.
What the?
Well, that'll do it, guys. Happy birthday, Gary.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Happy Gary Gay.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Happy birthday, Gare.
What the?
What the?